Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, it's time to check out what's a trending on the internet. I'm your host, Miles Gray, and I'm joined by DJ Daniel Goodman.
That's me.
Okay, don't have to do all that, but welcome to this episode of
Would You Be My Girl Trend? I'll Ooh. Treat you good.
Yes. Do you remember the remix with the Neptunes version?
Yes.
Would you be my girl?
Bless the Neptunes. Bless the Neptunes.
Dude, honestly, I know so many Neptunes by heart. Like, I feel like if, you know, their music did not exist and you gave me just the Korg Triton and everything else they needed to make all those beats, I could by memory be like, what you need to hear right now? You know, Freak Though by T.I.? Yep, I can do that one. Ooh, was she a freak though?
She got angel eyes with a baby face.
A classic, most certainly.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Baby, have my babe.
Woo!
God bless her.
Dude, that song though, it sounds like it goes into a little digital, synth keyboard thing.
Yeah,
that sounds like Zelda music, like where you're like walking around. Mm-hmm. Just anyone T.I.
Yeah, walking music. There you go.
Don't take his takes on parenting awful. But, you know, actually, it's probably really the Neptunes production. I give props to on that. Okay, so what's trending? Number one, Jacksonville. Why?
Yes.
I don't know. So we'll keep moving. Number two.
Jacksonville. You know why.
So, you know, the Republican National Convention, the big convention was supposed to go down in Jacksonville. That's what Trump will have they will be like, yes, we're with this man. We will march with you, even if it means the livelihoods of all of our loved ones. We are down. Canceling that section of the convention because, safety concerns, which is like, OMG, wow, really? But many people asked, saying, well, it's weird. If you're going to cancel that, but you're talking about reopening schools and these other things, isn't that a little bit like, what's good here? What are we supposed to make of that? Yeah. And he just like ranted about baseball. So,
yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where no matter, there's two sides now. And one side is listening and saying, yep, well, whatever he says, that's okay by me, no matter what. And the other side is saying,
But then there's some people who I know, they're like, that's okay with me. And then they're like, but they don't really have that. They're not really going to pull up. You know, like they'll be like, I support the sentiment, but if I'm being real, like I'm not that dumb. I'm like, I'm not going to go into like the COVID party. And anyway,
we don't have time for wafflers anymore.
No. So let's move on. Waffling. Amen. No waffling. And you know who's waffling? That darn James Cameron, because the next trending topic is Avatar 2,
Segway.
Electric Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. They are not, like, the movie is indefinitely postponed because of pandemic, obviously.
Yes.
I really feel for those people who are just trying to get back on Pandora, you know, because I know they're, I talk about this all the time because people really were fucking with Pandora from the first movie and really want to go to there for real.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
I get it.
It's a paradise, and all that unobtainium. I mean, come on, it's just sitting there ready to be mined under that tree or whatever.
Dude, on those floating cloud mountains, dude, smoking on unobtainium. You know what I mean? Got the Spotify slapping. Really?
So I have to be honest with here. I'm going to clown myself by saying it. But like, first of all, the fact that there's five avatars in the pipeline is a total joke. But at the same time, I would be lying if me and my friend group wouldn't occasionally say Zahelu Jake Sully, just because that piece of text quote is so stuck in our fucking brains, just being like, ah, I see you, I see you. So as much as I clown on Avatar, it's just stuck in my head. Zahelu, Jake Sully, Zahelu. Well, it's nothing. It means
you're
nothing.
One of the people I pray for.
Thank you, I appreciate that. As I apply my makeup.
Yeah, just have the tears of a clown. Next, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
She is a trend in also, because, oh my God, if you were a Swiftical or whatever that they call that, if you follow the Tay-Tay, if you're Taylor Gang.
Taylor Gang.
She just basically said, yo, dude, tonight at midnight, the 8th studio album comes out, Folklore, get with it. Mm-hmm. And it's, And it's like lowercase F. So she's not fucking around. 16 songs. And I think what she wrote is, it's about, I've poured all of my whims, dreams, fears, and musings into it. All right, so shout out to Whims and Dreams and Musings. Any good features? Okay, great. Bon Iver.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, Roddy Ricch.
Okay.
Who else?
Have a song with Taylor DaBaby. Swift.
And Pusha
DaBaby.
T. Wow, this looks like a really cool lineup.
What?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, sure, I'll take an album with both
this
DaBaby
not,
and Taylor
not on there. Come on. This.
Oh, you are goofing me.
Come
Gosh.
On, Dad.
I'm was ready. Your leg. I was ready.
What? Oh, you're ready for that Taylor X Roddy Ricch collab? That would be something else.
I mean, it would be something else.
I mean, at a certain point, you get big enough, like, I would be like, yeah, where is that Roddy Ricch featuring Taylor?
Very good. It's in you the know? Box, apparently.
I mean, we thought Katy Perry and Migos was a stretch, but it happened.
Bon appetit, baby. On a two-one, boy.
Dude, SNL performance was cringe. And then the finally, robot. Dan, Halo Infinite, man.
Mm. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
I mean, I look, it is, but I don't have Xbox, so I've not played Halo since maybe Halo 2. Yeah. And I'm a needler boy. You know what I mean? I'm a needy boy.
I respect it. Thank God the needler's still that fire flame slapping. So Xbox did a big release of a bunch of, similar to Sony announcing, they're doing their PS5 announcement, announcing a bunch of games. Xbox was announcing their next slate of games. And I got to be honest with you, there's a couple in there that are cool. Halo Infinite is not one of them. Halo Infinite is the next chapter from Halo. It's an open world game. It's
a sandbox, like full on like that?
Like big ass sandbox kind of thing. And, you know, there was an 8-minute gameplay trailer. Some of the actual, like, Master Chief shooting the gun at enemies animations looked good. But, like, every backdrop, every scenario just looked trash. It looked bad.
Yeah.
It looked PS3 graphics. Wow. The one thing I want to say.
Whoa,
I do want to praise
Xbox PS3 for, graphics?
It did not look good, my friend. I'm just throwing that out there. One thing I will say, I want to praise Xbox for something. At the end of this whole thing, they said all of these games will also be available on Xbox Game Pass, which means that they're also coming out for PC. Now, I just want to put on the record that is the future. The future is having every game be cross-platform, because the whole console wars.
I'm just please, I want to stop you there. You're putting that on the record.
That's on the record. That's on wax.
I just
right want to
make sure on the record for the record.
On the record.
Is Piss Buck. Okay. Go.
That's a throwback right there. For the record, is Piss Buck. But no, it's every game should be cross-platform, because at a certain point, it's more important that people are playing together. Like, the whole console war with big ass air quotes is stupid and it's pointless. It's going to be about the exclusives anyway, no matter what. And every multiplayer game is coming out on every platform. It's not like Call of Duty is going to be like, you know what? Now we're Sony exclusive. Like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And all of the huge, huge, huge titles end up coming out for both anyway. GTA 5 and 6 will both be on. Yeah. They'll be on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. Red Dead Redemption, every Rockstar game, all of those big-ass titles, they'll be for both. So, like, what's
what
the
point? What
about
Titanfall, though?
They're all Apex Legends now, but it's like, you know, I just don't understand at this point why you're not aiming to make every game cross-platform. And as a move from Xbox, I really, really appreciate that. If we're taking away one thing from this presentation, it's that these games are going cross-platform, and DJ Daniel puts his stamp of approval on that.
And that's for the record, and you could take that to the bank. All right. Well, thanks, Daniel, for stopping by, putting me on the game, and taking shots at Halo Infinite, looking like some PS3
Triznash.
To everybody else, we'll catch y'all tomorrow with a new episode. And until then, you know, stay safe out there. Do right by yourself. Do right by others. And, you know, don't do nothing about white supremacy either. Okay, amen. Later. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.